Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck. And right now I'm going to talk about something that's a little bit different. Usually I talk about, you know, philosophical ideas and how to apply them to your life, spiritual ideas as a transcendental philosopher. These are ideas that I'm very, very obsessed with, but also as a, I guess you could say, an amateur psychologist, even though my family, but you know, my father was a psychotherapist, so I learned a lot from him, and then kind of furthered my development there. I proclaim myself to be certain things because generally, like, with enough contemplation and enough thought and enough meditation on certain things, you may not be an expert in, you know, the systems version of the field, and I'm not even discrediting it completely. I'm just simply saying it's more about ideas, and are you able to correctly interpret those ideas and apply those ideas to your life for a higher quality of life, not just being correct and recognized as being authority by the system. You actually want to be able to apply those ideas to your life and improve the quality of your life, and they have greatly improved the quality of my life. So, but definitely to keep it safe, I consider myself to be a transcendental philosopher. So, I said all that to say, I'm going to be talking about Star Wars today because with psychology, or, you know, I've been obsessed with entertainment my entire life, and I've loved movies, cartoons, you know, who did the voices, who directed the movie, who, you know, produced it, all that. And so, you know, as I grew in awareness and started learning things about, you know, the corrupt system, you know, of Hollywood and things like that, I started looking at, you know, subliminal messages and things like that. I started looking at how does certain entertainment affect, you know, human consciousness, knowing that the entire objective of this system is to retard human consciousness to such an extent that they do not recognize their own spiritual nature and become self-aware and break out of the mental slavery of the system. So essentially, I look at this thing that's happened with Star Wars over the past 9 years almost. And in 2012, George Lucas sold it to Disney, and he entrusted Kathleen Kennedy to basically, you know, take care of it and treat it right. And she was basically underneath him. He, you know, Lucas and Steven Spielberg are good friends. And so, you know, Spielberg met, you know, they might have said, hey, you know, take Kathleen Kennedy, she'll treat your stuff right, she'll do well. And this is the official narrative I'm talking about, by the way. And then for some reason, the creative choices that she made weren't in alignment with what actual Star Wars fans wanted. And there was a huge outcry. And, you know, a lot of the new fans, they liked a lot of the themes, and a lot of the much, much, much younger people, you know, really resonated with Rey and all those things. But to keep it a buck with you, the Star Wars movies, the sequel trilogy, was not as well developed. It was not planned ahead very thoughtfully or very carefully. There was a lot of disdain for the original fans that was openly, you know, spoken about by Kathleen Kennedy herself. And it wasn't so much that different choices were made, but these choices were made seemingly in contempt for the original fan base, and the fans did not like that. It's not that the fans don't want a female lead. It's not that, you know, we don't want people of different races in Star Wars. That's an extremely superficial argument to come up with. Sorry, I'm just a little tired, and I definitely need to eat. And you're gonna say, well, go eat. It's like, well, my situation isn't that simple at the moment. I'm waiting on some food to thaw and finish basically cooking, if you will. So essentially what ended up happening was the stock or the value of Star Wars went way down as each, you know, Star Wars movie was created. There was no really great piece of work that was created under Kathleen Kennedy. They were all either mediocre or complete shite. And they didn't even reach the level of, you know, I'm not saying that the prequels were great movies, but they didn't even reach that level of quality of the prequel movies. at least, you know, they're somewhat watchable. You know, there's some kind of through line. There's still a certain degree of majesty and regality and beauty about these movies. You know, the visual aesthetic is still there. The sense of the force is still there. They're not as good as the OT, but there's still a sense of majesty and, you know, basic elements that made up Star Wars are still there. But in the sequel trilogy, all that is gone. The majesty of Star Wars is gone. You know, the introduction to new force abilities is not done justice. The original cast were shat on. They never got to be together. They never had any real agency. They were just killed off. These are ways that, you know, the original fan base was kind of like spit on, and they felt spat on. They were like, why are you, why can't they be together? Why can't they solve mysteries together? Why can't they, you know, be powerful together like they were when they were younger? And unfortunately, Carrie Fisher died 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So, you know, in any attempt to, you know, regain that, you know, Star Wars Trinity is gone. So that kind of pissed off Star Wars fans. Why am I talking about all this? Because now there's a resurgence of building back up the value of Star Wars, but it hasn't just been with Star Wars. If you've been paying really close attention, especially over the past maybe 10, 15 years, the quality of movies has gone way down. Like, a lot of sequels have come out that people were really looking forward to, and they were complete crap. They did not build upon the greatness of the original. I can't come up with all of them because I just kind of flow into it. Whatever topic that I want to talk about on this show is pretty much I just start talking. And, you know, it'd be great to, you know, have a what's the gentleman that that's with Joe Rogan. It would be great to have a gentleman like that. So basically, why am I bringing up Star Wars? Because it's not just with Star Wars. The quality of and the creative decisions made by studios with really popular IPs has been like incredibly shite. Like, even with the Dark Knight trilogy, if you think the Dark Knight Rises was a great movie, that's your opinion. But objectively, it is not a great film. It's not a great film. It's Dark Knight was good. Batman Begins was good. Batman Begins is my favorite. Dark Knight was, it's like a ride more than anything than a movie. But those two can be considered really good work. Dark Knight Rises is something that it feels like a lot of plot lines weren't fully thought through. A lot of characters weren't fully thought through. And, you know, like, why is that bad? Like, Prometheus, that's another sequel or prequel or whatever the hell you want to call it. And, you know, it's part of the Alien franchise, and it was not good. And then there was another one, another part of the Alien franchise that was a little bit better, but still not good, still not great. Why? It's like, if the thing is, you have to understand that when people want to make a good movie, they'll make a good movie. That's the thing you have to understand about Hollywood. If they really want to make something good, they'll make it good. So why is it that highly esteemed directors, why is like the Terminator franchise, the latest sequel that came out, that was not good. I haven't seen it and I know it's not good. So maybe it's better than I think it is and I need to check it out, but I'm sure it doesn't hold a reputable candle to Terminator 1 or 2. Why? Why is it that these franchises can't be carried on with the same majesty and respect? It seems like it would be pretty simple to create a film with the sensibility and the creative vision, you know, and I understand there are a lot of people that are involved and they have different visions, but James Cameron was pretty much overseeing this and, you know, it wasn't a good movie, at least from what I'm hearing. Why? Why are all these franchises getting fucked? This is, for those of you that are in the know, that know that there is a secret group of individuals or a secret force or influence that seeks to retard human consciousness and keep us in the path of being dull, dumb, dim-witted, you know, attacks on the food, attacks on belief systems, attacks on information, all that. What's happening right now is the quality of entertainment is purposely being brought down, is purposely being diminished. The quality of entertainment is purposely being diminished, meaning you, if you notice, the visual production is going up. It's even to the point where TV series, meaning on streaming sites, the visual production is incredible. The cinematography is incredible, but it's, you know, it's a serial-based IP. Yet the stories are getting a little bit more contrived. There's a lot less originality. And that could be, you know, contributed to the scale of media that can be consumed because of the internet. That's a fair case. However, my viewpoint and my POV, knowing that our world is controlled by people who do not care about us, at the very least, the quality of entertainment is purposely being diminished, is purposely being lowered so that people get used to calling something that's mediocre great. When you call something that's mediocre great, you don't have to really put a whole lot of effort into these movies and to make them truly great. And to make cookie cutter movies, to just be constantly pumping out media so that you can make as much money as possible, is also quite difficult. But the system has made it is that way on purpose, so that, okay, you can't make this really incredible piece of content. You have to make a mediocre piece of content that's littered with a bunch of esoteric symbolism to program and get the people psychologically ready for whatever the system is going to bring forward in whatever institution, politics, religion, medicine, you know, entertainment, what have you. And so that's the reason. The reason is to lower the expectations of the people to, you know, almost people identify with entertainment in a great way. So if they can't see something that's truly great, it kind of brings your spirit down. And by bringing your spirit down, you know, by not truly seeing something that's absolutely great, you know, you accept mediocrity. And mediocrity is the introduction of a system that can oppress you. It's not overt oppression. If human beings were to be overtly oppressed, human beings would fight against it. And you're seeing that in many different forms right now, because the oppression is so overt. But really, the key to taking over people is to get their minds dull and to accept mediocrity, increasingly lower levels of mediocrity, until you could literally just put something up like a 1950s movie that literally says, don't eat this and don't eat that. And people will just, what you're doing is lowering the intelligence. When you lower the creativity, it's meaning the more mediocre a movie actually is, the lower the creative choices are, and the lower the creative intelligence of the choices are. What is creativity? Basically a choice, meaning not necessarily flamboyant, but a choice with flair that you could say that's creative. And the creative intelligence is how to structure those creative choices so that they create an emotionally pleasurable experience on a high. So it's like, if you watch like the MCU, they have good movies. I don't think any of them are great. They're good movies. None of them are great because they're trying to appeal to as many people as possible. But I think these movies could have been elevated to a much greater degree. They're good movies, definitely good. A lot of them are rewatchable. And Infinity War and Endgame are not the best. Just keeping it 100. But the creative intelligence, meaning the way the decisions, going back to my main point, getting out of the MCU, the way to, wow, I've been speaking for almost 14 minutes. The way that can be structured is what creates the pleasurable experience and makes you feel triumphant or whatever feeling it's supposed to make you feel. And these movies are just pumped out cookie cutter. People say, well, it's because of the system. And it's like, the thing that people don't understand about systems is that systems can be created to incentivize people to make particular kinds of choices. People say, well, it's just the system. It's just the way it is. Well, people come together and decide what the system is. It may not be all in one shot, but it may be over the course of many, many years that the system becomes a certain way. And what happens is when people believe they have to operate within the boundaries of this, it incentivizes them to make particular kinds of decisions. And when people continue to make these kinds of decisions, the result or the product of those decisions becomes a certain way. So if people are if the movie system or the movie network is making consistently mediocre product, and you say, well, it's the system, it's just the way it is. It's not just the way it is. Someone decided that this is going to be the way it is. For example, music. Why is it that we're doing mumble rap in 2021? Why do we have music? I'm not saying that there isn't really creative music out there. I'm just saying that the quality of what we're meant to expect, especially from hip hop and how it's spread out to pop, has lowered to a great degree. Great degree. A lot of production choices are way more sophisticated than in the past, but the overall product is almost dumb. You listen to a pop song, it's dumb. You listen to a hip hop song, it's dumb. Or at least it appears that way. Why? People always talk about this. Even popular hip hop artists of yesteryear talk about this stuff, and they're just like scratching their heads. And you're like, it's because of the executives saying yes to a new act. It's because of that. It's like the executives say, a group of executives say yes to a similar kind of act over a period of years. That's it. That's essentially what it is. And so people don't take that into account. They think that it's just the talent of the person and they're just talented enough and the executive is just forward thinking enough. It's like, but people don't understand that. Why is it that every executive is picking literally the same kind of artist? Well, you say it's the system. They want to make as much money as possible. Again, that goes back to my point of the systems are created in a certain way to incentivize people to make particular decisions so that it can't really be blamed on any coalition of people in secret making the decision that this is the way things are going to be. People just say that's just the way it is. That's just how human beings just kind of crash together and just, that's how, things turn out. And people tend to project how they think and how they get down and interact with other humans onto the quote unquote elite or the influential. The influential do not operate like this, at least not to the degree that the people who are influenced operate. The people who are influential operate in a much more structured way and they plan things ahead of time. Where the people the few corporations that run all the toilets, the few corporations that run all the pipes that make the pipes that create the plumbing, so that you have to look at the bare bones of what makes up your basic life to know and look at who owns that. Who owns the metal that makes the pipes that go through your house or the plastic that runs through your house? Who owns that? And then you can find out who's really fucking running shit. And I'm talking about a whole other industry. But if you look at entertainment, it's like it's the executives that say yes to these particular kinds of acts. And the thing is, you'll realize that certain, artists that don't have any talent at all, not even any business savvy, are being pushed out there, or I'll be even more demonstrative with this, pushed out there, as if they're the most talented motherfucker on the planet. It's because the executive said yes to them, and they're pumping all this money behind them. Why? Because with through music, it's the most easy to propagate particular ideas into people. You don't even have to put in subliminal messages, even though subliminal messages are put in all popular music, period, bottom line. So, all people have to do is they just want to dance to it. I remember many, many years ago, almost 15, 20 years ago, well, a little less than 20 years ago, maybe like it's 2021. Yeah, maybe around 17, 16 years ago. I was a producer for a local with a local group that was based out of the Northeast, and we had moved down to Atlanta, and none of us liked Dirty South music at all. We couldn't stand it. We didn't like it. One of us did because we were three. It was three producers, me and two other dudes, and we all had very different styles. And one of us really liked Dirty South music because that was kind of their style anyway, the kind of beats they made. And it wasn't just us. It was, there was we had a CEO and then we had a few artists as well. And what ended up happening was that we didn't like Dirty South music at all. We didn't like the 808s. We didn't like any of it. But the more that we were surrounded by that music and the more we heard it playing everywhere, the more we started to kind of understand and get into the bounce of it, the more we started getting into it. And that's just basically like human, that's like a human tendency to just like kind of just like, okay, you know, I'm not going to continue fighting this. I'll let myself, you know, fall into this vibe. And that's essentially what has happened in music. And so I'm basically saying that this is what is happening in movies, you know, and this is what is basically what was happening in Star Wars. The only problem is the leap to mediocrity was too large. It was too large, because even if you look at The Mandalorian is not great. The Mandalorian is good. The Mandalorian is like, it could have been elevated to a much higher level, in my opinion. I think, and this is not a diss to anybody, but I just think that certain things could have been done a lot better. Now, I'm not an expert. I'm not a director. I'm not a, you know, I don't know every facet or aspect of the film industry technically or even politically, meaning like how to talk to people. But I just look at the final result and I'm like, this is good, but it's not great. It's just, it's again, it's the acceptance of mediocrity. So my hypothesis is that Kathleen Kennedy was purposely brought on, maybe not by Lucas, maybe by Iger, because by Iger pretty much just let her do whatever the hell she wanted to do. And she was purposely meant to demean the quality of Star Wars, how people saw Star Wars. She was purposely meant to lower that. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking like what, you know, what's being brought back with The Mandalorian, while it's good and definitely like, wow, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Star Wars is doing really well, it still does not approach the level of the OT. And I just think that it could. I don't think that it's really super, you know, meaning like, I don't know all the mechanics that go into producing content like that. And I don't have the expertise to produce content on that level. So I'm being humble when I say this, but as a consumer of the IP, it just seems like, man, it doesn't seem like it would be that challenging to make it great. But that's just me being, you know, an ignorant consumer. But my thing is, I think my hypothesis is it was that Kathleen Kennedy was meant to kind of derail it in order for people to accept maybe a slightly lesser version of it. That's not great, but it's acceptable enough for people to accept. Not, I don't think that The Mandalorian is mediocre. It's definitely above mediocre, but it's definitely not OT. And people say, of course it's not going to be OT. And it's just like, but OT is so fundamental. Being a, like, you could build on that with particular ideas that are extremely compelling and that people want to explore in a certain way. And for example, the Old Republic, that has been extremely popular, and that feels like a very majestic quality extension of the original Star Wars mythos. The books are incredible. Like they're just like, these are pieces of content that are absolutely incredible. Not every book is a knockout, but a lot of them are. And it just, these are, because Star Wars is a world that you want to explore. It is, meaning world, meaning a realm that you want to explore. You want to explore different planets. You want, and whatever you find on that planet must be compelling. You know, the Force has to have different dimensions to it that we want to learn about. Like that's the appeal of Star Wars, that it is literally a world that you want to explore. And so Kathleen Kennedy's, you know, work on Star Wars did not make it a world that you want to explore. It was like a lot of shallow things that were added into the mythos that were like, they weren't compelling at all. And a lot of diminishing of highly respected characters that were just like, what? And then a lot of false elevation of new characters without really earning it, and then kind of half-assing their arc if they even had one. So you're just thinking like, why the hell are they making all these stupid decisions about these characters? And then you see the Mandalorian come in, which is finally somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing. Jon Favreau, you know, he's a good reviver. He revived Robert Downey Jr.'s career. He made Jungle Book super cool. You know, he's been behind a lot of different popular thing. So he definitely knows what the fuck he's doing. And then he created Mandalorian. And so he's really good at that. But it's also people accepting this new form of Star Wars. It could be just a long-term plan. People don't understand. It's like they think that what I'm saying is, some people might think that what I'm saying is paranoid. And what people don't understand is that there are people for every aspect of, for every industry in society that plan how things will go or are told how they want things to go. And they will not reach high levels of influence unless they do what they are told. That's just how it works. You know, people think that, you know, it's just we're just freeballing it here and things just end up the way that they end up. And that could not be further from the truth. Things are done on purpose. Events in society are they're meant to put, you know, a spotlight on them. And it's like, I'm doing this on accident, but it's just like this is all seeing eye, the one eye type shit. And so you're meant to put like a spotlight on shit on purpose so that human beings look at that and think that that's how the world's going when it's not true at all. So every institution has been compromised since before you were born. So I think people need to really understand that, embrace that, and appreciate that. And if you know, if you're one of those people that are riding with me, then you know how it goes. And so that's basically my point. My point is that the quality of entertainment has been purposely diminished. If, you know, like Game of Thrones, really great example. You know, why was that a debacle? Because number one, the two producers of the show may have not truly been creative. Because the truth of the matter was, the way that worked was George R. R. Martin, who wrote it. I haven't watched one episode, but I've watched reports on what happened. But they were basically doing every episode and every arc based upon what he had written and small treatments for what he was planning on doing in the future. But they didn't know how to create a storyline themselves and absolutely give it the attention that it requires and deserves. So the eighth season ended up being completely. The eighth season ended up being completely shite. I just wanted to make sure that I was enunciating there. And you're like, well, it was the producers. And it's like, well, who hired them? And whoever hired them either wasn't paying attention or knew that they weren't hiring people that really knew what the fuck they were doing. And one thing I'm starting to understand about, you know, Hollywood and the people that they're hiring to produce these movies is that everybody's not creative. Everybody doesn't champion the creative intelligence of production. They don't really admire that. As a matter of fact, going back to Star Wars, Kathleen Kennedy fired some really talented people, Christopher Lord Miller. I don't want to, you know, fuck up their first and last names because I'm not remembering off the top of my head. But they were meant to direct Solo, write and direct. And she fired them. And then they ended up doing Into the Spider-Verse, which is the best fucking animated film of the year, if not one of the best films of the year. And it's just like, I just intuitively knew I can pick out things intuitively about movies. It's maybe like 1% of movies that I'm saying, you know, that I don't pay attention to or I don't think would be good that are actually good, that exceed my expectations. But for the most part, when it comes to my personal experience, I'm able to call things very well. And so, I heard Lord Miller were going to be directing and writing Solo. I was like, oh, shit, this is going to be funny. And then when I heard that Kathleen Kennedy shat on him and fired them and then brought in, I can't remember his name at all. He's super famous. He's a super famous director. But she brought him in and he was like, I mean, he did A Beautiful Mind, which is good. But, you know, I was like, okay, this is going to get watered down greatly, which Solo totally was. It was totally watered down. And then the gentleman who was supposed to direct Rise of Skywalker, which was going to be called Duel of the Fates, you watch these YouTube videos on, you know, you watch these YouTube videos on the script, and basically it's a synopsis of the script, and you're like, this is a great script. Why didn't they use this script? So I'm telling you, they're not about being creative in Hollywood, dude. They're about pumping out something that is mediocre so that they don't have to constantly meet the criteria of being great. They don't have to meet it. They just want to meet the you know, that criteria. And I could talk about foreign influences that have taken over Hollywood and the debt that, you know, all the studios are in, and they've been borrowing money from foreign entities. So, you know, they're trying to pump out all this, but it's still, the system has been created for a very particular purpose, and things, the chess pieces have been set up a very particular way for decades. So to get to this point, but never get it twisted. If the entertainment is mediocre and there are some really obvious fan fiction choices that would that supersede what the professionals are doing, it's because it's being done on purpose. Shit people are being hired, or people with very shit creative instincts are being hired to just pump out to pump out product, to put messages in your brain to prepare you for what the shadow people have planned. And I don't really know what to call them, because you could call them the Illuminati, but that's just one aspect of it. There are just people in the shadows. That's what I'm going to call them. Shadow people. People that you will never meet. You will never see on TV. You will never know what they look like. And they make decisions on how every institution in society is supposed to flow and go. And so that's why it's so important to free your mind and break out of this matrix, which is mostly mental. It's mostly mental. Break out of that line of thought and understand that that's where a lot of entertainment is being taken. And so even if there's a great film, there's still, you know, messages in it. But I just wanted to bring to attention that the quality and the value of a lot of entertainment is diminishing on purpose. It's for a reason. So anyway, I just want to talk about that, whether you believe it or don't. I don't care. You are entitled to your opinion and belief. Just if you're going to talk about it in the comments, just be respectful. And, you know, let's create a positive dialogue if that's what's to come of it. All right, you guys. Peace. I have no idea.